Don't step on the side skirt, dude.
I'm getting ready to.
You almost did. Step away from the car.
I'm waiting for the producer to say we are, in fact, live.
Live.
Good morning, everybody. We're coming to you live from inside the light-muted facility here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. I'm Tom, and we all know the master, Bub. Good morning, Bub. How are we doing today?
Doing really good, man. Watch out for that side skirt, dude. You're getting a little close to that thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, this episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. Miss Outlaw Boutique, the Outlaw's Loose in Abacoa, Florida. Her and Robin are selling the greatest in boutique online apparel, in-store apparel, fashions, and accessories. Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach. We will be there on November 8th with this animal. Don't go too far because you're going to see this in person, Bub.
That's right.
How about that?
Looking forward to it.
Right?
Yep.
Good morning to Dan, our outside producer out there with LGW Media Works. He is watching us, Bub. We officially got the contracts to our new show today from Dan. They will be here filming tomorrow.
That's right, dude. They actually wanted to film today, but Jesus, man, the schedule is like crazy over here at BEM. So we're not only just now finishing up on the SEMA ride, as you guys see it for the first time, and I would say, what is this, probably 3-4 months we've been building this ride. So for the first time in those past couple months, this is the first full shot you guys are going to see of this car. It is the only shot, though, you will see now until SEMA, although we are going to be putting together some crazy video production, some 4K drone shots, some slow-mo, some fast-forward, some driving shots, some maybe donut shots, some freaking who knows what's going to happen. As long as we don't blow the cylinder head right off of this thing through the roof, that's not going to be too good.
It's not. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Turbonetics Precision Turbo SEMA 2017 2.3 liter stock block Mustang. It is the only car of its type in the world laying down 603 rear wheel horsepower.
Listen, dude, and can you even tell me what it looks like in person, right? So when you talk about this car, we've had a lot of people, our celebrity clients, we've had a lot of the Marlins players, a lot of the Marlins managers come in. They've all seen this car behind the scenes. So a lot of people have already seen this car, ones that we are trustworthy with.
Yes,
see it and
absolutely.
Not know that it's going to go out there and get promoted everywhere first, right? So now it is okay for people to officially start talking about this car, the
yes.
full hype that's going into this car. We are super honored to be able to have built this car for Precision along with every other sponsor that stepped up to the plate. I mean, we literally had 12 sponsors, huge heavy hitters in the industry that all kicked in product for this S550, everything from 2015 onward. These are a true fine line set of components that are on this car, and it shows exactly as it should, dude. It not only does what it should do, it functions. It looks great. It's just an animal, man.
A lot of people we're going to give thanks to today, Bub. As we go through the sponsor list, they are not coming at you in any particular order because we love all of them the same. As I shared with you, this is the world's only 603 horsepower, rear-wheel horsepower, stock block, 2.3-liter EcoBoost. It is 50-state emissions compliant.
With one exception.
With one exception.
It doesn't have a cap.
It does not
have a cap.
That's
the only thing that's not 50-state, but it will if you want to.
If you put it back in, yes.
Pull that Borla downpipe off of there. Yep. We ran a 3-inch off-road catalyst from Borla. If you wanted to throw on their catted downpipe, it's a matter of literally 5, maybe 10
you
minutes with the proper tools on the lift, but I wanted this sucker to growl. I mean,
and
as mean as it looks, with that full wide open exhaust hooked up to the back of that 5252 Precision Turbo, the thing sounds like an animal, dude. When you start this up, it is a roar.
Big, 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 big deal, Bub, that we did pass all 50 state emissions
yep.
requirements on this. But we're going to take a moment and walk down the sponsor list. I'm going to start off with Pat over at Palm Beach Plating, who took all of the Steeda Autosports suspension components and turned them to the red that you wanted them to be.
Yeah, man, it turned out great. You know, it literally this car wouldn't have been what you guys see now if it wasn't for everyone that stepped up to the plate. Us here at BEM from a design side, we put this thing together. It looks insane. We're just showing one of our super good connections here in the Jupiter industry. He's actually one of the owners of a local towing company, right? So
yes.
We were showing him the car. He also has seen this car.
He bought the wheels off, the original wheels off this car because he wanted part of the legend.
He wanted it. So, you know, it's funny because, when you stand back, when you look at this car, it is very, very clean and aggressive, but also still very in your face, but not crossing that line of like, okay, they went too far. It's really gaudy. It's really ugly. They went way too heavy with stickers. There's none of that going on. Like, it is just at that fine line of like super aggressive, really bold, really clean and classy, fully functional. I mean, we are talking 3/8-inch gaps on every piece of panel trim fitment
inner
that I
trims,
had between inner fender wells, liners,
everywhere.
And let me tell you, with that Steeda suspension that we had these custom springs designed for, This thing rides like it is on rails, dude. I've driven this car a couple times already this morning before we even put it here, and it is just tight. It's raw horsepower. It's super fun, really tight to the road. I mean, job well done. It's just that simple.
Big thank you to Pat at Palm Beach Plating, whose logo you see, ladies and gentlemen, right here.
Yep.
Precision, Turbo, Turbonetics. You have long, Bob, been in bed with them. They come to you with the latest in turbo designs. This is the only 2.3-liter stock block EcoBoost turbo in the world, and it's on this car. Pending your approval and the way that this car tested, it will now go on a one-year national tour, and this particular setup will go into mass production.
Yeah.
All of the sponsors' parts are now available on the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, or this week before we leave for SEMA, will be available on the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports website, and you will be selling performance packages to the public. You can buy the complete package as you see here and build it yourself, bolt on, do it yourself,
yep.
Okay? Or you can buy the individual components from Steedo through us, Nitto Tire, all of them. So a big thank you to Precision Turbo and Turbonetics. This car will be, we will be doing autographs in all of the sponsors' booth at SEMA. This will be in 24125, which is what, Bub?
That's the Precision Turbonetics booth, man. There's going to be a lot of insane rides out there. You know, we were, again, super, super honored and blessed to be asked. And not only asked, but given that opportunity to build a ride. We've done a lot of stuff in the previous years with Turbonetics for, I'd say, probably, what, 10-plus years.
Yes.
We've been building with them. And, you know, we haven't switched. We've never gone with another power adder source when it comes to the turbocharge applications. You know, of course, totally different than the supercharge applications. But I'll tell you what, man, it's quality every time. You know, we've tested and tuned a lot of stuff together. We've come up with new ideas all the time. And this is another one of those products that is, you know, again, straight out of the box, the 2.3 EcoBoost turbocharger. Out of the box, you can stick it on your car literally with proper tooling. I would say maybe just over an hour. Probably, you know, being realistic and comfortable. I mean,
the turbo itself.
Yeah, that's with, you know, my skill set going into it. So that's a pretty solid skill set going in. So the average guy at the end of the day, you might be able to do it in an hour and a half, 2 hours, just at your house with the right tools. You know, nicer on a lift because you have to get to the bottom side for the exhaust. It makes it a little easier. You don't necessarily have to. You can do it all from the top side of the car, but getting to the bottom just to move that downpipe around a little bit does make it easy and very functional. But I'll tell you what, for a turbocharger that is capable of easily pushing these stock block EcoBoost to the 550 plus mark, just on basic bolt-ons, not even going extremely heavy with them, it's incredible. I mean, to release something like that, and that now, right now, is at the CARB testing for Turbonetics Precision Napier so that these things can be sold as a
mass,
full,
as a package,
mass production, ready to go off the shelf, and it will void no warranty when it comes to your emissions-related compliance.
Got to thank Reggie and the whole crew over at Turbonetics. Sadly, let's keep Reggie's father in his and Reggie in his in our thoughts and prayers. Mr. Wynn passed away unexpectedly of a heart condition the other day. Reggie, we love you. God bless you. And our thoughts and prayers are with you. It gives me chills. Thank you, Turbonetics and Precision Turbo. Got to thank Jesse over at Morpheus, Bub.
Yeah,
Morpheus is now going to combine forces here with Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, and it will be undercover wraps and tents. They did all the graphics here on the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Turbonetics SEMA car.
Yeah, man. You know, again, it's all about that small detail. You know, when you build these kinds of cars, you've got to bring all those little pieces together and make them hand in hand, and that's exactly what we did. You know, our ideas, again, here at BEM, we got with Jesse, we sat down with him and went over some ideas. And we probably went back and forth 100-plus times.
Yes.
On final designs, on getting colors, getting sizes, getting logo placement. I mean, Jesse went through and literally had mapped out photos of this car and was literally putting in, you know, different angle placements and logo position to see what the end result would be before we even cut the first piece of vinyl for it. And it's all those small things that just come out to give you this when it's done. And that's exactly what happened. Jesse really hooked us up here. All of the gloss red logoing all the way down the side, the wide body, the Duraflex kit, the extreme dimensions, the Carbon Creations, all those pieces, everything is shown really well, not only because of the quality of those products, but the way that they were installed on the car and that final touch of that gloss red pop that comes right off of them, man, your eye just goes right to it.
And coming back from SEMA, Bubba's Exotic Motorsports will join forces with Morpheus to become undercover wrap and tent. It will be done right here in the main build facility. Thank you, Morpheus.
Yep.
Steeda Autosports for the very finest and aftermarket performance parts for all your Ford-related racing and street drive needs. Glenn, the whole crew over there, thank you guys. From Valdez to Georgia all the way down into Florida, we will be at the autograph booth with them as well. This car is equipped fully, Bub, with everything Steeda puts out for it.
Yeah, man, it's insane, dude. I mean, the product, not only from a fitment standpoint with Steeda, You know, I mean, all the way down to just working with Glenn directly. I mean, let me tell you, man, if there was not only, we never had a physical technical question, a product question, but in terms of, you know, just the start of the orders to getting, you know, final fitments and, you know, what's available for the S550. Listen, Glenn stepped up to the plate and he said, hey, we see how far you guys are going. We are going to send you everything.
He just kept sending it every day, something else arrived.
Everything that Steeda Autosports offers for the S550 is on this car. I'm talking everything in terms of bushings. We have everything from their street and strip to the billet racetrack series to the Triac shifter. We have the full suspension, which is everything from the strut tower brace to the lower crossmember braces,
points,
jacking rails,
yep,
tow hooks for the front and rear. You guys can see how low this car is and how fat it is. Going to be really hard, especially on a really crazy set of American Racing wheels. We don't want to throw our tie downs through the rims themselves to transport this thing from here to Las Vegas and then back. So what we did was have Steeda's hook us up with a full front and rear tow hook kit. They bolt to the K-member of these cars, the front subframe, the rear subframe, as strong as your hooking points are ever going to be. And I'll tell you what, man, they're beautiful. And then Pat did everything in a gloss red.
From Palm Beach Plating.
Wait till you guys see the underside of this car. If you want to see a sneak peek of it, go to our Instagram, instagram.com/Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. You'll see it. The thing is insane, dude. You can literally lick the bottom of this car if you wanted to.
A couple people I do want to stop and thank as well. I want to thank Donnie, who is actually our next door neighbor here, the owner of this property, and Land Yachts. Mm-hmm. Land Yachts is the place that everybody in the U.S. wants to go to have tour bus. We have the tour bands next door, Brent Musburger's RV next door. All the big celebrities go right next door here to Land Yachts. Look up Land Yachts in Jupiter, Florida. You'll see it. Donnie has been our landlord for the last 4 years. We have a huge facility here. He's been he and his wife, Brandy, are the best people in the world. They are the most supportive people that have ever been behind us from a business standpoint from rental property.
Yep.
They are good, solid, down-to-earth, salt-of-the-earth people. We can't thank them enough. He was over here helping. He kept the pressures back off of us. They extended themselves to see to our success. God bless Brandy and Donnie for thanking for all of their help. We wish them a lot of success.
Yeah, but look how good this looks on the view. And Mark Hoffman said, holy Mustang. That almost sounds like something Batman would say from the 70s series,
exactly,
doesn't it?
It would. Our producer should be watching those comments coming up over there.
He fell asleep behind the camera.
That's exactly right.
Over there.
Thank you, Donnie and Brad. Also, thank you, Paul Sr. from Orange County Choppers. God bless you, man. You are a good friend of ours. You stood behind us. Geo Hammerback.
Geo.
Geo is the rally champion and driver of the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports rally team. He is kind of on a break right now. We have something very special coming from BMW and Pete Pavacqua out there, the president of the PGA.
Which I saw Pete on Sunday, too, by the way.
He sent me a text saying you were out there golfing, and you looked very good.
Hole in one, for sure.
I said I was right behind you. Do you remember the guys teeing off with the putter and shouting?
You were the guy lifting up the motorcycle in the parking lot.
How about that? Good morning, Gio. Thanks for joining us. This is the BEM SEMA car that you saw being built. The recent rally team will be back out there in strong force after January. We were talking about that with them. We had a big meeting about it yesterday. Buddy.
Yeah, this one's been pretty heavy on the attention side of everyone here at BEM. I mean, all the way down, you know, from your... The what? Something happened? He's just mumbling back there.
Yeah. You have to read it to us so I know what to say.
So I'll tell you what, you know, everything from, you know, your side with the marketing side, from my side with the design side, just working with the sponsors, you know, working with the photographers and getting the magazine shoot set up. We have three different magazine companies that have been trying to shoot this car that
has been
nonstop. The autograph picks in Jupiter Magazine. Doug Komet actually did all of those photos Friday night.
Yep.
So
we worked around the weekend with
in through Friday night. We actually did the magazine shoot for that. That's from our local in Jupiter Magazine. That has been something that Doug has done articles on literally day one to now present with this car. So it looks insane. I mean, all the way down to Greg, our upholsterer, Craig, all the guys here on the shop, Shannon for getting everything done. So huge thanks to not only all the sponsors out there, but everybody that kicked in. Yes, Julie's over at Precision Turbo. She has been doing some serious behind-the-scenes stuff with this car, looking insane.
Stand by one second. Mr. Producer, let me know as they come about. Raise your hand. I'll stop and I'll grab. If you'll read them to me, I'll read them. I'll read them aloud so that people can hear what the people are saying. We'll go right back to that. Bub, I want to finish my.
Did you just cut me off again, though?
No,
you
were done talking.
I'm done.
Thank you to Paul Sr., having been a very good friend of ours and supporter. We love him to death. He does like the picture of Little Monster that I sent him yesterday, the ladies' man sitting
on
my desk. And we want to thank James Brown from the CBS NFL Today Show, Bub.
Yeah, man.
A very good friend of ours. We've been, he's very supportive of us. Our producer has some statements. Go ahead.
Precision Turbo Engine.
Go ahead. What do they got?
Just flames.
Okay, very good. Precision, thank you so much. Again, we can't tell you enough how much we appreciate your support on the world's only 603 horsepower stock block 2.3 liter EcoBoost Bubba Exotic Motorsports Turbinetics Precision Mustang. Well, let's move into Watson Racing. Big thank you to JP and the whole crew over there for stiffing this puppy up inside, doing the rear seat delete. JP, we thank you guys for everything that you have done as well to the custom color four-point roll cage and everything.
And it's funny, too, because, so check it out. So literally when we built this car and we first started designs of this car, I think it all kind of started around two things. It started around, number one, the Turbonetics color. Everybody knows them for being gloss red. That was kind of my go-to, my plan A. That's where I was kind of leaning towards. But then also the guys over at Watson really felt the strength of that gloss red finish, right? So it was really those two that really started this whole thing off with
the red
overall red, right?
JP kicked it off.
So I think it looks killer, man. Everything went together so beautiful. The four-point cage went in insane. You know, again, we've talked about this multiple times. There is a four-point. There is an option for a six-point for all US 550 owners out there, depending on what you're trying to do with your car. We wanted to keep this more on the aggressive side, but again, still clean. So you can just open the door, you can get in the car and not have trouble trying to crawl over another door bar. Not that they're hard, but it does make it a little uncomfortable when you're trying to pull up out front of Capitol Grill, for example, and you're like, okay, I gotta get out of this thing.
And by the way, the complete line of Watson Racing products will be for sale on the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports website. Mr. Producer.
Mr. Hoffman wants to know if he can drive it.
Mr. Bill, you can as soon as I get done driving it. Bill
I Hoffman
would like to
know.
Bill,
well, his name is Mark,
Mark
over there.
There's two men. We've got a couple.
Bill Hoffman is the one that works
from
here.
That's
at
correct.
ECS,
I'm sorry, Mark. Mark
Society.
Is the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports number 12 dirt track driver up there in Maryland.
Yes.
He wants to know if he can drive it. Yes, you can. As soon as I'm done, Marcus, we will do it. So big thank you to Watson Racing. Let's move down to CPE, Bub, which stands for Custom Performance Engineering.
Yeah, man.
This is a big one. The intercoolers for these cars is usually about that big. Even
it's about 8 inches tall, typically,
correct?
Yeah.
Today, we have a full front dimension, sick, 3-inch wide by probably 24-inch tall, 36-inch tall front mount on this car with the cold air, the cold and hot discharge pipes on it. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, man. So, you know, again, we hooked up with some of the biggest names in the industry. You know, we wanted to go somewhere that had everything you could imagine in one, you know, so you're not just buying a little piece of this and a little piece of that. So we contacted the guys over at CPE. They did an incredible job at hooking us up with not only stuff that they have that's mass production, but also doing some custom coloring and coating for us as well. Again, with that red color theme, everything under the engine bay of this car is all gloss red. Kind of hard to see in the shot that we're shooting now. You guys will see photos
will see
of that later.
SEMA, bub.
Yes, and SEA.
I'm thinking STEA and SEMA.
So I'll tell you what, man. It's, you know, it looks insane. The kit that CPE sent us in for this car is not only handling that 603 rear wheel horsepower mark that we have touched on consistently, running on pump gas 93 here in Florida. But this kit is available. Everything that is done from CPE, the setup we have from them, will allow us to push up to 750 horsepower. No chance at all is that going to happen on a stock block system. That is something that we are going to completely go through once this thing does come back from SEMA.
Yep.
We are going to go through it, and we are going to push these numbers on this little 2.3 liter four-cylinder. We're going to get this thing torn apart, go through it, go all stage two inside of this car, and get it up to that 700 plus and see where it goes. Have some fun with it from there. But then you're getting into like auxiliary fuel systems, getting on standalone systems.
Course.
So you're going way out far from where we were originally, which is a true bolt-on style where the average end user can take the product out of the box, bolt it on, and get guaranteed satisfaction improvement.
And the other thing too is, Bob, all of the CP line of product will be available on our website. Mr. Producer. Mark Hoffman's referring to the BEM number 12 dirt track car, which will be here shortly, Bub, and he's saying he can't wait to see it on the film stage floor. You got to be pretty special to be on this film stage floor.
For sure.
And it will certainly be
there. Yeah, for sure.
Bub, we got to move on. There's Palm Beach Plating right there. And here we go. Borla. Lisa over there at Borla.
Yeah, man.
The whole crew over there. 11th hour. I called you on Saturday. I had to leave because we had no internet service. You were continuing to work here. I had to get home when I had internet service to get our show up on Blog Talk Radio.
Yep.
We do have the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast from 9 to 10 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio Saturday mornings Eastern Standard Time. I had to get home and take care of that instead of being here with you. The one thing I said is, hey, Bub, are you going to paint the tips black? He said, absolutely not. I want them to play off the wheels.
Yep.
Talk about it.
Yeah, man. So it's, you know, again, you know, we've talked about Borla a little bit already, but they hooked us up with literally, again, out of that box, man, you can call one place, one company, and get a proven fitment all the way back. So at the end of the day, the end user, whether it be other builders, builders like ourselves, we have so many friends in the industry that do these kinds of rides as well. So all of our friends in the industry, other big builders, even just down to like do-it-yourselfers, like fans, just guys that are out, maybe they want to have a beer on a Sunday and just put some parts on their car, right? All of these components are so
What happens
high
if they
end,
put their beer on their car?
Then it might slide down depending on the kind of coating or wax you have on your car.
But that's another subject, right?
That's another subject, yes.
Yes, so put your beer on your car, it might slide off. But you got to come see us to have that happen.
For sure. Or come see us for us to fix that problem when it's done. Typically a couple scratch marks all the way down. So I'll tell you what, man, that was literally just as everything from like initial communications, you know, talking with Lisa and David Borla. You know, we talked with those guys over at Borla. It was incredibly easy, very smooth, direct to the point. You know, we just talked about who we were, you know, and they said, listen, we want to be
Everybody knows who we are.
Like, for sure, we want to be in on this ride, and sure enough, before you know it, they are literally custom making this exhaust for this car because there are none in stock anywhere
there
right
aren't.
Now.
Well, nobody's really done this before either, Bob.
Yeah, so this was custom built, 3-inch turbo back. Again, this fits on everything from the stock Honeywell, which is the Ford turbocharger. It's actually built by Honeywell, so it fits on the stock Honeywell turbocharger at the outlet flange, the factory exhaust gasket. Donut gasket on the back.
Runs all the way back.
All the way back. You can literally get it in any finish you want, any sort of, you know, chrome tip, polish tip, matte black, gloss black, you can get it.
Did you see I painted ours purple?
No, hopefully you didn't do anything to the exhaust tips. They
wait
look beautiful.
Wait till you get it to SEMA and they get it and you get it on this film stage floor or get it up in the booth, booth 24125. You're gonna love the purple exhaust under here.
Okay, I'm gonna have to wipe that down before it goes in if you did do something like
I
that.
I do. I promise.
So I'll tell you what, man, this thing, it was, I kid you not, we talked about it on, it was either a live stream yesterday or maybe on Saturday. I have never installed, and I have done a probably, I don't know, thousands of exhaust systems. I've never installed a system so out of the box, so easy to install, literally from the turbocharger all the way back. That was a set of headers, just as easy, all the way down from manifolds, doesn't matter what you're working with. It was literally out of the box. In this case, I didn't need to flip through the instructions. I've already done the exhaust in this car maybe four or five times, getting the right sound and tone to it. But this was just out of the box. You could stick it right up into its exact placement. The Ford hangers, the location, dude, it wasn't like they were off a quarter inch where somebody had to kind of rebuild.
Spot on.
It was dead on, dude. I literally, out of the box, I slid it into the rubber hangers, put the two nuts on the turbo flange, connected my Y-pipe, and just slid the cat back, you know, essentially cat back exhaust system on at that point. This is running the Attack series. It is a catless 3-inch downpipe, so it is loud. Let me tell you, this thing creates serious growl, a lot of turbo spool, dude. When you start this car, all you hear is that turbo just sitting there and just whining, coming out of the tips, out of the back.
I got to drive this
thing. It sounds insane, total animal. Although it might be a little loud for some, it sounds really good for what we're doing with this car.
But the beautiful thing is, the entire line of Borla products will be for sale on the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports website this week, Bob. The thing is, we can custom make that system so
you can
tone it down.
Yeah, no, there's you know, there's many, I think there's three different series for the EcoBoost for those cars. The Attack is the loudest one. It's almost straight through, essentially, 3-inch all the way back from the turbo. There are kind of two canisters back there that look like mufflers, not much going on in there. Sort of a chambered setup. So there's the Sport series, there's Touring series. So there are a more mild setup. But with turbo cars, as everyone knows, you want them to breathe. If you want to build power, you want them to breathe. Sucking the air in and getting that air out, they are going to spool faster, harder, and get a lot more power and response.
So thank you to Borla. Thank you to Lisa. Thank you to David and Borla. We appreciate you being part of the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports family and attaching your name to the quality of people that we are. Bubba, let's move down to American Racing Wheels. Kenny Ledsom and Brian Cook over at American Racing. This is a custom-cut three-piece Bubba Exotic Motorsports designed wheel.
Yeah. You know, this thing came out insane, dude. This was a wheel that literally American Racing didn't even want to release this yet. They haven't even released photos of it yet from their custom shop side because of the fact that this is a wheel they've never even built. This is the very first one. This setup that is on this car is a three-piece design. It is one-off. There are none others in existence right now. So it looks insane. We're super proud to have it released on this car. And I'm telling you what, man, the fitment of these things, 20 by 11 front, 20 by 14 rear. They are fat. It is meaty. We have Nitto tires stretched to these things all the way to the lip. And it has like that super aggressive, kind of high-end exotic Euro look to it. Very wide, very bold. I did a nice little, you know, half-inch stretch on each side of the tire so I could tuck this car tight and have no problems with rubbing, scrubbing, turning radius, nothing, dude.
She has a fat little booty on her butt.
Oh, big time, dude.
And one of the things that I want to stress to the world, you are considered in the top three designers, builders, and fabricators in the world today. It shows in this very beautiful, beautiful car. The thing that I want to point out, Bob, is we couldn't figure, there was no way to figure out, based on the body flares that you did from Extreme Dimension, the wide body kit, which you took and fabricated heavily and modified because you wanted a different European look to it, not a more rounded, you know, squared off look. But anyways, everything came out flush, bub. It was to the millimeter. That speaks to your skill set.
Yeah, it was. This was a super tight setup, man. You know, I wanted as maximum width as I can get on this thing. You know, there's a lot of guys that have built these cars with, for example, Duraflex's grid wide body kit, which is an 8-piece system. Out of the box, you can bolt them on. You know that they're not going to be 100% fitment, but you are working with fiberglass components. You do want to do some, you know, really clean up and modification if you want these things to look like show quality rides. Exactly what we did here. But I'll tell you what, man, all of these wide body styles I've seen done have typically been done on, and I'm going to lean towards like that above 95% mark. Typically guys do them with air rides, so they don't run anywhere near as aggressive as a stance. They run with more of a kind of a, it's a positive style offset wheel where it sits way more underneath of the car so that you can hit on your air ride kit. You can literally drop it and you'll go straight up inside the fender well. It doesn't scrub. Looks really cool. There's a whole cult following for that thing.
But you give up ride quality.
Well, that plus you start dealing with things that you have to deal with.
Yep.
You have to get in the car. You have to set your ride height. You have to make sure it's up. It's, you know, level. It's sitting right. It's right where you want it. You want to make sure it's not too low so that way it doesn't scrub. But you want to be low so that it looks good, right, so it doesn't look like crap. So I went through and made sure that I could drop this Steeda fully adjustable coilover kit right down to where I wanted it to sit, almost as if it were sitting on air ride that low, literally 2 inches off the ground at the front, that low on the ground, super tight, fully functional, no scrubbing, no rubbing, and it's just really aggressive the way it sits.
Beautifully done. Mr. Producer. Pardon?
It was
View.
View? Yeah, V-U-E.
Don't know who that is. Well, hello to the View. How about that? But again, the air ride is not on this car, but the tuck is perfect on it. You still have plenty of suspension travel. If you're on the highway at 100, 150 miles an hour, it'll float over the bumps. You can get over speed bumps and things like that. There's a lot of pre-planning in your mind because this had to be right once it was cut and arrived.
Yeah, it turned out really well, man. It's a strong setup, man. The fitment is super aggressive. We will start posting up all the magazine shoot from this car. That was last Friday night. Just 3-4 nights ago, so we did all that magazine shot stuff. It looks insane, looks incredible, dude. Can't wait to post those up, and you can really see just the true width of this car. This is a truly hard car to shoot, really. I mean, we had, I would say, probably 10 or 12 different lights going so that you not only get the, you know, the black, which
the
is how deep
reflection.
The car is, but also then, you know, you don't overpower the gloss red with too much lighting. So it's really hard to kind of work those angles, but to get it so you can see the width, you see the shadow lines of the car, which show how aggressive and wide it is. A lot of hard work in there, but it looks insane, dude. Can't wait to start posting up those photos.
Big thank you to Monster, whose energy kept us going throughout the entire build here, Bub.
Yep.
Monster is energy done, Bubba style.
That's it.
And finally, we want to thank Greg Ortega, Stephen Liu, all the guys, Dave Myers, all the guys over at Nitto Tire, whose product line will also be available on the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Facebook page, or I'm sorry, website for sale. Nitto stepped in. Greg Ortega brings all of his vehicles personally. He is the owner of Tire Kingdom. He brings his personal exotics to you, Bub, for modifications and upgrades. He brought the entire Nitto team to Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. Their product line will be available. We are an official dealer installer now of Nitto products. That is something we didn't want to talk about until we started getting into this release. We are officially dealers and installers of every one of the product sponsors now.
That's
It's the first time in Bubba's Exotic Motorsports history that we have ever taken on such a huge undertaking. We are honored they all felt strong enough to have us with them. The Nitto tires are very aggressive. You use the Invo tires. Why?
Yeah, it's you know, it's that high-end luxury tire, man, and let's face it, dude, getting a tire that's going to fit a 14.5-inch wide rim on the back, that was a serious, serious struggle in not only keeping the width aspect ratio, but also the overall diameter, the height. I needed to stay right around the 26.5, 26.75 overall diameter mark. So again, I had no rubbing or scrubbing issues to tuck this thing as tight as possible. And the widest thing possible is Nitto Invo's 345, 25, 20. The thing is insane, dude. This thing is stretched to the max. It looks really good. Handles super tight. Water displacement's incredible. Just everyday driving is just perfect, man. So it's an all-around high-end luxury performance sport tire. Love it.
But this car, Bub, through us, will not see any drive time in the rain.
No,
I know
no
it'll
chance.
Be doing a
12. I mean, it happens. You know, sometimes you're out at a show and you can't, you know, you can't help the fact that you get stuck in a rain cloud, so it might happen.
This car will be doing a 12-month national tour, Bub. We'll be going out behind it. It'll make stops at such places like Ford and things like that. The car will be unveiled at the Guinness World Record holding largest cars and coffee event in November, the weekend of November. I don't know. In November.
Yes.
I heard my date was wrong around the 8th, but it will be.
I feel like it's the 18th.
Maybe it's the 18th, ladies and gentlemen.
But it's typically the last Sunday of every month.
But that's because Thanksgiving.
So I think it's the 18th.
Yes.
So maybe we'll have to check that.
So the 18th, we have asked Paul Sr. And James Brown to join us there on the tour bus and come out. I know Paul Sr. is more than likely going to be there. He is a great fan of ours. He's a wonderful, wonderful human being, man.
Yep.
And I'm very proud of Paul Sr. He and the family are all back together. For those of you who have not been following, Paul Sr. has reunited with his son, Junior, and he's always been very close to Mikey. He has penned a new deal and is in full production with Discovery Channel. We have inked a deal with LGW Media Works, and we start filming with them tomorrow. But
yep.
Would you talk a little bit about that with us?
Yeah, man, just stay tuned for everything we got going on. We got some crazy stuff going behind the scenes, not only just from a build standpoint, all the rides here at BEM, but we also have some serious stuff going on behind the scenes in terms of our social media, our marketing, all of our distributors that we're doing now product sales with, but also some serious stuff on the television/production side. So you guys stay tuned for that stuff. You will see a lot of sneak peeks. Maybe you guys can put it together. We'll see how it turns out.
We can't place a lot of emphasis went on the outside of this vehicle. Your emphasis, yep. Bub, was on the underside of the vehicle, because you knew the performance-oriented sides would be seen very well. The inside of this car, we're not going to show until we do release it at SEMA, Bub. We wanted to leave a little to the imagination.
Yep.
It is all black with red baseball stitching, 270 baseball stitching throughout. There's a rear seat delete, roll cage in it, all red accents and highlights,
yep.
From Diode Dynamics. Who we haven't gotten to yet. Diode Dynamics has put the demon eyes on this car. Diode Dynamics has put all the red lighting to this car. We are currently cutting their graphic and getting it installed on the car today. Let's talk a little bit about Diode Dynamics, Bubba.
Yeah, man. So, I mean, just that final touch of detail to the car, man. It was, just a matter of getting this thing to be that final touch of red that we wanted to do. So Diode Dynamics hooked us up with everything that they sell that's red for the S550 Mustang class. Again, all stuff, you order the kit online, you get a package, it's ready to go. It tells you map light, glove box light, vanity lights, it tells you trunk. I mean, it tells you everything exactly laid out, whatever color tone you want, however bright you want them, depending on your lumens. And you can literally just order in these kits ready to go from Diode Dynamics, hook up the entire car, everything from the interior to the exterior to the switchback conversion in the front,
switchback.
Running lights and turn signals, stop it with the switchback again. And then all the way down to the daytime running lights, the DRLs that we're actually finishing up the install on the headlight side of it, which is going to look insane. We've got those. They just delivered yesterday, incorrect? Something like that.
That's correct.
So,
they're on my desk. They're on my desk.
Those will be multicolor. We can set them to whatever we want. Of course, our main goal is going to be red, but they will be able to go any color you want. If you want to make it look like you're going to a club, go to a club and have fun.
Did we mention the switchback?
We mentioned the switchback, yes.
What the hell is a switchback?
That's on the front where they go from, now you've turned your amber turn signals, which were running lights essentially, you've turned those into a white driving light. So a focal point facing out front of the car in a nice cool white light. And then when you hit a turn signal, they actually stop illuminating white, just like European style, and they do flash yellow.
I thought that was the new Harley Davidson launch.
Jesus.
No. It's part Dyna and part Bagger.
No, not at all.
Switchback.
So that's it, man. You guys have seen it. This is the first look at the SEMA build for 17. This will be in Precision's booth 24125. Super awesome that we were able to team up with those guys. This is a...
they turn to you for everything.
This is another car we've built for them. I mean, we've built many for Precision before. This is going to be a super fun one. It's going to be on display at SEMA this year in Vegas. The car leaves us here in Jupiter, Florida on Friday to go out there. It should get to them by Sunday on the tractor trailer, our touring rig that we've got out front ready to go. So that's going to be out there. It'll be set up. And, we're going to have fun, man. We'll get this thing loaded in Convention Center Monday, wipe it down one final time, and just have a blast Tuesday to
I'm
Friday.
Actually loading it in, ladies and gentlemen.
You're probably not at all.
Yes, I am.
No chance.
Right by Chip Foose's car.
Yeah, no chance.
And by the way, you will see our office manager, Shannon, and upholstery tech, Greg, on the road with the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Tort Auto Storage Trailer. It's a black dually. It's 2017 Chevrolet dually, Silverado dually, that will be taking it out there.
If
you see it, stop them. They're in the vehicle.
That's it.
So, Bub, I'm very proud of what we've done here. It's been a lot of hard work, man. Countless hours, not just from the build side, but the administrative side. The coordination it takes to make this all come together with the sponsors, the emails that go back and forth, it's countless hours, man.
Yep.
And it's very aggressive, man.
Yep.
I'm very proud of you. Another first coming out of you. People will see this car in much greater detail very soon, Bub.
Yep. So stay tuned, man.
Mr. Producer, did you have one more?
Robin said it was the 19th.
Oh, okay, so Robin has just written in that it is. Robin, thank you. I really appreciate that, hon. That was super of you to look that up. So the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Mustang will be unveiled to the public. And by the way, the beautiful Robin and Layla, the owners of Miss Outlaw Boutique, that's MS Outlaw Boutique in Abacoa, Florida, Bub. The Outlaw's loose in Abacoa. Miss Outlaw Boutique, 561-660-6695. The girls have gotten all the latest in the fall apparel and accessories in. Have you seen it?
I've seen it.
It's cool as hell.
I've tried it on.
It's hot, man. And it was, we even went to a Western store the other day, and their stuff, Robin and Layla's stuff, is better than the Western store.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I was walking around a pair of booty shorts the other day.
I was too.
Did you check that out?
Yeah, with my corn and my cob.
Your corn and your cob?
I was.
Yeah? Did you see my butt cheek hanging out?
I did not.
How about that?
I wasn't looking, dude.
What were you looking at?
My corn and cob. I gotta go, man. So listen, hope you guys had fun seeing this thing. This is it for the sneak peeks. This is it for the shots. You guys will have to wait now to see not only either magazine exposure or just stay tuned for SEMA. We are going to be doing all that media footage that's going to go up and unveil to the world, which will be on YouTube. It will be all across all of our social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, website, bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. It will hit everywhere you can imagine, probably the day before SEMA. So we have a lot of work to do still from a videography side and editing side.
We start filming with this car tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow. So I have a lot more to do because I haven't even done the final polish on this car yet. So it's just been like one quick one.
I'll polish it.
No, stop it. Don't. You probably just scratch the balls out of that thing right now. Jesus, I'm going to have to wet sand and buff that fender again.
So I can do the door next.
Don't do anything else. Just stop it. So that's it, man. Stay tuned. Thank you guys for watching. We had a lot of fun with you guys. I'm out.
Ladies and gentlemen, we do thank you for bringing us into your hearts and into your home. This has been a long build. It's been an around-the-clock build. Bub and I have worked excruciatingly hard through the hours over the last 3 months to bring this to you. We're very, very proud of it. It is a world's first. Another world's first coming out of Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. Thank you, thank you, thank you to the love and support of Robin and Layla for all that they've given and the backbone that they have been to get it through, get us through this build as well,
yep,
Bub.
That's it.
So until tomorrow, Bub.
Just keep on doing it Bubba style.
This episode has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. Precision, Turbonetics, Steeda Autosports, Morpheus, Design and Wrap, which will now be undercover wrap and tint, and when we get back from SEMA. Watson Racing, fine crew over there. CPE, Palm Beach Plating, Pat and the fine crew there. Borla, Lisa, and over there. And David, very good guys. Kenny and Brian over at American Racing. Nitto Tires, Steve over there out there in California, their brand manager. I know all of these people by heart, man. These have been really, really good people. We thank all of them for everything they've done and brought forth for the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Turbonetics Precision Turbo 2017 603 horsepower, 2.3 liter stock block EcoBoost Mustang. I know Nick Hogan's going to be out there, Hulk Hogan's hon, enjoying it with us. Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, that's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Stay up with us on all of our social media, and you'll see more fine rides like this being built every day. The Outlaw's loose. Miss Outlaw Boutique, the beautiful Robin and Layla in Abacoa, Florida. They have the latest in fall apparel and fashion accessories. All of it's right there. 1200 Town Center Drive, ladies and gentlemen. Suite 108, 561-660-6695. Instagram, Miss Outlaw Boutique. She is all over the place. You'll see the postings. And why, by the way, ladies, she constantly puts together an outfit of the day and posts it on Instagram. You'll like it. You can mix and match things as well. Great stuff. Super cool. Miss Outlaw Boutique. And finally, the Guinness World Record holding largest Cars and Coffee event in the world, Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach. We thank Max, John, the whole crew over there. This car will be the feature car and will be unveiled with the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Tour Bus and Rally Team. Gio Hammerback, the world rally champion for the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports team, will be in attendance as well. That will be November 19th. Ladies and gentlemen, let's reach out to touch somebody's life in a very positive manner today. If somebody's got their hands full, please open the door for them. If they have holes in the bottom of their shoes, give them a pair of yours, ladies and gentlemen, or Payless is close. It's cheap as well. And if they're hungry, if you don't want to give them money, please give them a candy bar. Get anything you want right there from Chevron, right there from McDonald's, right there from something small and close. Until tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for allowing us to be part of your life. Let's keep on doing it. Bubba style.